Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today we reach back in our archives to bring you something from 2015. 'Tis Anne Garrido coming to you from Miami, Florida, and the title is Be Not Afraid.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they all rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be?" It would be nice if an angel could show up right here. All the way throughout the stories of this week, angels appear everywhere. They've spoken to Zechariah, to Joseph, to Mary. In just a few days, they will show up to the shepherds watching their sheep at night. And they always have the same message, "Do not be afraid." But now the neighbors of Elizabeth and Zechariah are filled with fear and nothing. It's a little confusing to know what exactly has brought them into this state of awe and fright. Perhaps it's that the aged Elizabeth has survived the throes of childbirth. Perhaps it is that the stunned tongue of Zechariah has been loosened again. Scripture scholar Raymond Brown suggests that it has to do with the mysterious way that both Elizabeth and Zechariah had arrived at the same unheard-of name for their son, even after they had not been able to talk with each other for months. Regardless, the neighbors do not know what to make of it all. The gospel says fear came upon them. "What then will this child be?" they ask. Seems like a good time for an angel to come on the scene, but the heavens are silent. The lectionary opts to stop the reading without an answer to the neighbor's question, perhaps to give us some time to think. What will happen if no one steps in here to quell the fear? What will become of poor John as he begins to display his unusual fashion habits and starts to prefer grasshoppers to bread? Will he be left to the local gossip mill? We live in a world filled with fear of anything or anyone unusual. Fear of immigrants, fear of minorities, fear of the mentally ill, fear of Muslims, fear of people who dress and eat, think differently than us. Sometimes we perpetuate the very kind of frightful behaviors we fear by the way we treat those who we do not understand. In the United States at present, we are drowning in a sea of guns, weapons provoking violence, provoking the purchase of more guns, provoking more violence. Perhaps the abrupt ending of today's gospel passage is meant to stir within us a desire to leap into that scene and to make the proclamation ourselves. Do not be afraid. Yes, you stand before something overflowing with mystery and hard to grasp. Yes, you're going to be confused, even bewildered, unsure what to do. You'd like everything to be safe and clear and make sense. But God is near. God is with you in this wondering space, this awesome space. Do not be afraid. Maybe you are the angel today's anxious world is waiting for.